NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, uses models which have been built to include spring snowmelt and the effects of the runoff on Utah's waterways. NOAA senior hydrologist Brian McInerney explains how a flood designation works.
Yeah, no, I set the flood stage for Utah, all these flood levels, and then I refine them as we go along. If it's causing damage to bridges and structures, then monetary damage, then that's flood stage. So if the water is out of its banks and flowing around, that's okay, even if it goes over a road a little bit.
He says many rivers and canals are out of their banks across the state, and it would be too many to chase. However, McInerney warns that the reservoirs like Deer Creek and Jordanelle can be very dangerous below the dams.
They're raging so big, you need to stay away. So we issue flood warnings for that reason also. People can die if you fall in. And we already had that in 2017. A mother and her daughter were right next to the Provo River when they were releasing water out of Deer Creek. And the kid fell in. The mom jumped in after, and both of them drowned. It's those kinds of things that you need to stay away.
The Army Corps of Engineers sets guidelines for the water levels in the reservoirs. He says the water managers want to fill them as much as they can for the summer so it can be doled out to users.
Some that have just topped off, and then the inflows have slowed down, and so that's the gig. But in a year like this, when we've had delay, there's uncertainty as to how much more extra we're going to have due to the delay. They still want to fill it up, but then after a certain point, then they have to release water to keep it from going over the spillway. You really don't want it going over the spillway because then they lose control.
McInerney says Summit County doesn't have flooding issues currently, but he is most concerned with Deer Creek in Wasatch County.
If in Wasatch County, what happens when the Provo runs big, the canals, they hope people will use that water on their fields to dewater the canals to make room for the water that's coming down. Or you could have what's happening on Cutter Lane. You know, it's out of its banks. It's out of the channel. It's running around the fields. It's running on the road. So it can be kind of touch and go. But I think right now, Deer Creek, I'm looking at pretty close.
He says the fields in the Camas Valley are saturated, and a bump in temperature and sunshine will accelerate a faster snowmelt. He says for farmers and ranchers, the key is that the water doesn't sit on the surface too long.
And you have water that's saturated in the fields and above ground, that infiltrates and it ends up in Rockport Reservoir. And an inch to an inch and a half will give you some really big flows. We're melting at 3 inches of snow water equivalent per day, which is phenomenal.
McInerney says there is no catastrophic flooding right now, and they've briefed municipalities and public works people, so everyone knows the melt is coming.
And now it's happening, but everybody's pretty well prepared. The thing we worry about is just how hot is it going to get right now.
Real-time water level updates can be found on waterwatch.usgs.gov. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.